So is Australia headed into negative interest rate territory? And is that good or bad for borrowers and the economy? Stephen Kukulis is the Managing Director of Market Economics and advised former Labor Prime Minister Julia Gillard. He joined me from Canberra. Stephen Kukulis, welcome back to The World Today.
Thank you very much.
So central banks around the world are slashing rates, and there's now even talk of negative interest rates. What are negative interest rates?
Negative interest rates are set by central banks as a discouragement to the banking system of depositing money with them and instead encouraging them to lend it to the private sector. So they're a penalty, if you like, for hoarding cash, and they're really designed because the economy is so very, very weak that they want the banks and financial institutions to lend money to households, to lend money to businesses to kickstart the economy. They're a sign of poor economic times.
So essentially the central bank is charging the commercial banks to leave their money with them.
That's correct. They're charging the banks a fee to preserve their capital. Negative interest rates in Europe, Japan, Switzerland, and Sweden work by charging a fee, the negative interest rate, on banks who put their money with the central bank.
So if the commercial banks are being charged by the central bank to keep their money there, why wouldn't they just do the equivalent of putting their money under the bed?
Well, they can't because they're holding many, many billions of euros, billions of yen, billions of dollars, and they have to put it somewhere. They can't just keep it in an account with no counterparty. So they must either lend it to the private sector or they must keep it with the central bank. There are no other alternatives.
So what could this mean for a bank consumer borrowing to buy a home or to fund a business?
The interesting thing is that it's not really passed on to the average consumer. If you're a householder with a mortgage or you're a small business or a large business even, borrowing money to fund your expansion, you still have to pay a positive interest rates. Now, rates are extremely low. They're only 0.5% to 1.5% in Europe and around Japan and those other economies that currently have negative rates.
So we won't see a situation in Australia where a borrower can actually make money by borrowing from a bank?
I think that's unlikely. And in an interesting way, what these very low interest rates are doing, and even the negative yields that we're seeing around parts of the world, it's putting the risk onto the borrower. It's putting the risk onto people who are taking advantage of these, you know, incredibly low interest rates to buy assets, to buy a house, to expand their business. And if those things go pear-shaped and they lose money, that's where the risk is. It's not the bank losing money. It'll still be the private sector individual who borrowed at these very low rates that does lose the money.
So in some ways it sounds like a borrower's dream, but it's actually quite risky.
There is an element of risk. Remember that with the economy weak, there are extremely volatile circumstances in stock markets, for example. House prices, which have been generally buoyant around the world, not just here in Australia over recent years, they can fall. We're seeing that in Sydney and Melbourne at the moment. If you're borrowing money at these very low interest rates, thinking that it's going to be the proverbial no-brainer to make money, beware.
Stephen Kukulis, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And that's economist Stephen Kukulis, the Managing Director of Market Economics.